Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Rising costs spark funding questions for Gillette College NZ Center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The projected cost of Gillette College's planned NZ Center has nearly doubled since the project was first proposed, raising new questions about how the college district will pay for future expansion. According to the Gillette News Record, during Wednesday's board meeting, trustees learned construction costs for the new technical education facility have climbed dramatically over the past 2 years. The project is now estimated to cost around $50 million compared to the original estimate of roughly $29 million. College officials say part of the increase comes from adding more space to the building plans, along with rising construction costs nationwide. The discussion also reignited debate over the district's tax levy and whether Gillette College should eventually move to the full 4 mills required under Wyoming law to qualify for state construction reimbursements. Right now, the district levies about 3.28 mills, meaning it does not currently qualify for the funding. Several trustees said they are not eager to raise property taxes, but acknowledged the issue may have to be revisited in the future if the college wants to access millions of dollars in potential state funding. The planned 40,000 square foot NZ Center will house technical education programs and updated labs to replace aging facilities currently used on campus. Construction is expected to begin in 2027, with the building opening to students in 2028. Memorial Day closures announced for Gillette and Campbell County. City and county offices in Gillette and Campbell County will be closed Monday, May 25th in observance of Memorial Day. Campbell County officials say county offices will be closed throughout the day for the holiday. The city of Gillette has also announced that city facilities will be closed Monday. Garbage and recycling schedules will be adjusted during the holiday week, with solid waste crews expected to run double routes on Tuesday. Memorial Day is a federal holiday honoring military members who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. And here at Basin Radio Network, our offices will also be closed Monday for Memorial Day. Regular business hours will resume on Tuesday. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.